Hello, this is John Slanina with SSTI. The following interview is with Tom Rogers, former president and CEO of Tech 2020, and Sean Carson, director of Tech 2020 Center for Entrepreneurial Growth. Tech 2020 was the recipient of SSTI's 2007 Excellence in TBET Award in the category Building Entrepreneurial Capacity. I first asked Tom to provide a brief overview of the history of the organization and explain how their reach now covers a multi-state region.
In many ways, Tech 2020 was born in the early 90s as a result of Oak Ridge's failure to land the Mercedes automotive plant. I was the president of the Chamber of Commerce at the time and on point on that project. We spent a year of our lives chasing the Mercedes automotive plant only to see it go to Alabama. And at that point, pulled together the business leadership of Oak Ridge and said, look, you know, there's got to be a better way than to do this buffalo hunting. Here we are sitting on the front doorstep of the Oak Ridge National Laboratory and within 15 miles of the University of Tennessee. Maybe we ought to be grow our own. And that was really the genesis for 2020. We raised some money and built our building and opened the building in 1995 and have been pretty agile through the years. When I first came over here, Tech 2020 was almost literally 15 different things to 15 different groups of stakeholders. The internet was new, and so telemedicine, distance learning, go get a higher education degree on the internet, all of those computer-based training, all of that stuff was brand new, and we were awash and almost drowning in opportunities. And so had a session of a retreat with the board and said, look, we really need to focus. And the focus was on creating public-private partnerships with corporations and entrepreneurship. And ever since then, have been building some building blocks, as you said, John, toward a comprehensive entrepreneurial support system. The headquarters building we have here in Oak Ridge is about 18,000 square feet, and the back half of it was designed as a business incubator. We got an EDA grant and built a second building to our campus, which is about 15,000 square feet, that's totally dedicated to new business startups. We now manage a whole network of business incubators in our region.
In the next clip, Tom explains the organization's successes in building sources of capital that are accessible to companies in the region.
The next missing component, obviously, is access to capital. And we have done a number of things in the capital arena. We started out by creating a CDFI called Southeast Community Capital. Actually, it was called several other things, but it's now called Southeast Community Capital. It's been spun off into an independent entity. It's headquartered in Nashville, but they're very successful, and in fact, have now made about $23 million in loans since their creation in 2001. At the end of the Clinton administration, President Clinton focused on the availability of capital in low-income areas in this country. And so they started a program, SBA, called the New Markets. You're probably familiar with New Markets Tax Credits. Well, as a part of that program, there was a New Markets Venture Capital Company opportunity, and we partnered with Kentucky Highlands and were successful in being one of six New Markets Venture Capital Companies in America. That fund is called the Southern Appalachian Fund. Is about $12.5 million and is now fully invested, or we've made all of the investments we're going to make company-wise in about eight companies. That partnership was successful enough that we went on and there was a new government program called the Rural Business Investment Company, RBIC. We applied for that as well with a new fund called Meritus Ventures, and we were the only company that was selected as an RBIC. Its focus is rural areas in southern Appalachia. We've now made three or four investments out of that fund. We're moving up the food chain. That fund is a $36 million fund. So we're in partnership with Kentucky Highlands, and through a for-profit company that we formed together, we're in the venture capital business. And we also have a small fund that we call the Accelerator. That fund totals about $750,000. That's available to the CEG program to make investments in client companies that we think have a real chance of getting someplace. Yeah, one of the other access to capital things we do is we run a venture forum, a venture capital conference every year. Tennessee, like many of your other member states, is traditionally a flyover state for venture capital. We're not on the East Coast, we're not on the West Coast. And so our clients in the early days just had no way of being introduced to venture capitalists. So we started running this conference. We're now organizing our 12th conference. And since we're with Southern Appalachian Fund and Meritus Ventures in the game, that conference is gaining in stature every year.
Sean then provided some insight on developing commercialization strategies for new companies engaged in their Center for Entrepreneurial Growth.
So what guarantees success is how the rest of the world reacts to that. So the validations were, and we look at that as really the true measure and what we're trying to push for. So validations, and there's just a few of them. Proof of concept is one of them. They got to get to the point where they can prove that the technology will solve the problem in the marketplace. But then the next one, and probably the most important one, is early sales. Your researchers want to create the perfect product, right? They've got this dream of creating the perfect product. And we pound them early on by saying, okay, the perfect product is a good dream, but I want you to sell the product when it's barely good enough, because I want you to get into the market as soon as possible. If you're solving a problem that's a real problem, you're not the only one thinking about the solution. So the earlier you can get in the market and sell, the better. So we push for early sales as quickly as possible. Partnerships, these companies can't get there by themselves. They can't raise enough equity, and they can't build their companies quick enough. So partnerships like with the lab or the university for research, partnerships with distributors that are going to sell their product for them, partnerships with other value-added folks that, even their legal team and their accountants and all of that, are clues that other people believe in what you're doing to the point where they're willing to enter into a contractual relationship with you. The ability to attract advisors and board of directors is another validation. And then the ultimate one is funding. Can you convince an investor to give you money? Because if you've done that, then they believe in you, they believe in your plan, they believe in your commercialization strategy. And so early sales and funding are two very strong validations that really we try to push for. And our milestones try to drive toward those. And they could happen at any time. You could get early sales while you're a stage one company, or you may be late in stage three before you get early sales. It just depends. So that's the program in a nutshell and how we manage the clients through the process.
Tom then elaborated on how larger companies are looking for innovative solutions from the smaller companies they assist.
As I've gone out to the, over the last couple of years, to the Fortune 200s to talk to them about why they should come and visit Oak Ridge and Knoxville and take a look at this region, the very first question they almost always ask is, do you have any startups in this arena? Yeah. Big corporations are doing less and less internal research. They're willing to do research with universities and national labs, but they understand it's expensive and cumbersome and long-term. And what their preferred path is to find one of Sean's client companies who's in that space with whom they can work quickly and agilely. So while we thought we were launching into perhaps a new business area, what we found is everything comes back to entrepreneurship and innovation.
In this last clip, Tom describes the milestones companies are required to meet to receive further rounds of funding in their program.
We've learned some interesting lessons through the Accelerator that I'm happy to share. What we do is for the 1%, 2% of our client, 5% maybe, of our client companies in whom Sean and his team really believe, and who need capital. We are using that accelerator, and we have in the last few years started a convertible debt model. Okay, so company A needs $150,000. We'll structure it in three tranches. Based on milestones. If you get this done, and this done, we'll keep the money going. At the end of that, those three tranches, we have a decision to make. And that decision is whether just to say, all right, we're going to term this out, and you guys have a $150,000 note you need to pay us back, plus interest. Or we're going to convert this to equity, and we believe in you enough that we're going to own a piece of your company. You still have the issue of valuation, and valuation is difficult to almost impossible in early stage companies. It just is. And so the best way we have found to deal with that is to put the issue to the side and say, look, here's how we're going to determine valuation. The next round of outside capital you bring in will be the value at which we invest, and then we'll take a discount. We'll take so we're not going to worry about valuation now. We're going to go ahead and convert to equity. When the next money comes in, since we came in early, we'll do that, but we'll take some more shares. We'll take a 20-30% discount because, after all, we took a bigger risk because we got in early. And that model seems to work pretty well.
Then regarding intellectual property, that was another component of the first one, is a lot of that dictated by the host institution, such as the lab or UT?
One of the keys to success here, I mean, this isn't written anywhere, but one of the keys to long-term success with these partnerships is tying yourself to the economic interest of your sponsoring organization. And so, if as Sean's working with the Oak Ridge National Laboratory, if his researcher can develop a license, or if we can get someone to out-license an outside company to license with one of our startups who has, in turn, a license with the lab's making money, and that's a good thing. So we make sure that those in both the instances of Oak Ridge and the University of Tennessee, our customer are the tech transfer offices.